keep going. Mm-hmm. Do you know where to get the new VTA form?
The new what?
Vacation travel allowance. I didn't fill one out this spring, I guess.
No? Okay.
Is it on the parks?
Yeah, I'm just calling regarding a couple of issues that I've been having since June or May. And I filed a case a while back, and I just actually looked up my, tracked my cases. And
I can give you just a copy of mine.
Is it from this year, or is it from 2018?
I got it from, no, it's from this year.
Okay. Yeah, just forward me one, and then I'll...
It has the coding and stuff on it as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, it's 5789-1389.
Do you still get it with Mary Claire? Like, as she?
Yeah, she's a student, so she's still her residence here. So. Yeah. Subsidy to the isolated post allowance, and then also my third year EG2 increment as of May 1st, my anniversary date. Thank you.
My issues I am having with my checks are as of May 1st, it was my anniversary date. 36 months. And after every 12-month consecutive working time with Parks Canada and federal government agency, you are entitled to a pay increase after 12 consecutive months. And I should be increased to my third pay increase with the B2 level 3 as of May 1st, 2019. So that's my one issue, and I want to get that dealt with. Issue number 2 is as of May 1st, 2019, Parks Canada has forced their employees to start paying fuel and utilities in their housing units. And living north of 60 through the isolated post allowance, I am entitled to receive a fuel and utility allowance, differential allowance, and I am still waiting for that to be included in my paycheck. So that is issue number 2. So fuel and utility, issue number 2. Increment increase, fuel, issue number 1. Does that make sense? Is not the case. I have opened, and this is the third time I'm in contact with the Pay Center on these different issues. The April 23rd IPA issue was a different issue altogether. I am talking about May 01, 2019. So May 1st, 2019. And on May 1st was my anniversary date of 3 years. So I should have had my increment increase after that. For my ED2 level 3, should have been starting to get paid as of May 1st, 2019, because that is my anniversary date of 3 years. So I want to open, let's eliminate all the case numbers that are open, not a business hours or any open for my issues, which there should have been because I've talked to multiple people. So let's, how about we open up and start a new case and ticket number. Yes, let's do one at a time, and I will talk you through the ones I have to do. So there is zero confusion. I will write down my ticket number. I will write down the case number. I will write down your name. I will write down the time I talked to you and the date I talked to you. I will have it all recorded, so I know exactly when and where and how I communicated with the speaker. My case numbers are mine.